From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party has nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential nominee. It makes her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the White House race. Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, urged the party faithful at the Philadelphia Convention and those watching by television to back his wife in the November 8 election against Republican rival and New York businessman Donald Trump.
Hillary will make us stronger together. You know it because she spent a lifetime doing it. I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll elect her. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do.
Several opinion polls show Trump edging ahead of her at the moment. The U.S. has condemned a double bombing that took place Tuesday at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport, killing at least 13 people. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We remain committed to helping Somalia progress towards a path towards peace and prosperity in the defeat of terrorist groups, including al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab, Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked insurgency trying to topple Somalia's Western-backed government, claimed responsibility for the attack on the group's Andalus radio station. 7 of the 13 killed were U.N. guards. A senior military official allied with Libya's Eastern Administration has warned his forces will attack oil tankers if they enter territorial waters under an agreement between a U.N. diplomat and a militia commander. Oil, Libya's chief export, has been hit hard by years of factional fighting. This is VOA News. Islamic State claimed two of its soldiers carried out Tuesday's attack on a Catholic church in Normandy, France, where they killed a priest after taking him hostage at knife point. Both attackers were later killed by police. French Tunisian Vanessa Boubèche says she is from a mixed family and is appalled by Tuesday's attack, calling it unbelievable. French security officials said the attacker slit the throat of 84-year-old priest Jacques Hamel before police were able to intervene. The killing comes less than 2 weeks after a Tunisian mowed down 84 people with a truck in the southern French coastal city of Nice. The U.S.-based exiled cleric accused by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of being behind Turkey's attempted coup has accused the Turkish leader of turning a false putsch into a slow-motion coup of his own against constitutional government. Writing in the Tuesday New York Times, Fethullah Gulen called Mr. Erdogan's accusation of involvement in the attempted coup by elements of the military irresponsible and wrong.
Terrorist başı Fethullah Gulen.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday that Gulen and his terrorist organization were behind the July 15 coup. The uprising left 290 dead, and Turkey is demanding Gulen's extradition from the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in the Philippines Wednesday expressed support for Manila's plan to engage with China diplomatically on maritime tensions in the South China Sea.
And I am confident our friends in the Philippines will make their judgments about what their negotiating position is and how they intend to proceed forward. What we want to do is urge people to not try to build up the tensions. Don't take provocative actions. Leave the space here for people to be able to find a way forward that meets the needs of the region of the nations and also respects people's rights and obligations.
The Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague ruled in Manila's favor earlier this month on a 3-year complaint over China's maritime claims. North Korea Tuesday said the U.S. would pay a terrifying price if it contributes to peninsula tensions. Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho telling a regional security conference in Laos whether his country conducts another nuclear test will entirely hinge on U.S. attitudes. Secretary of State Kerry said if Iran gave up nuclear weapons, so can North Korea. More than 100 of nearly 400 Russian athletes on the National Olympic team have been barred from the Rio Games to date because of the country's doping scandal. International federations in canoeing, sailing, and modern pentathlon ruled out 8 more athletes on Tuesday. Extremely hot temperatures, low humidity, and erratic winds are making it difficult for thousands of firefighters battling 2 major wildfires in drought-stricken California. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.